This tutorial is going to cover the many different ways in which you can navigate within Reaper. So, of course, you have your timeline. Parallel to your timeline, run tracks. On your tracks, there can be items. Within items, there can be multiple takes if you want to record multiple different performances. So, navigating the timeline first, you can navigate by measure or bar by pressing page up and page down. And how much time that takes you through is obviously going to depend on the BPM of your project as defined in project properties. You can navigate by beat by doing control page up and page down. You can navigate to the start of the measure by doing alt home. You can navigate to the start and end of your project by doing control home and control end. You can also see where you are either in terms of bars and beats or minutes and seconds by pressing control shift J. By default, if you press it once, you'll get a readout in bars or measures and beats. If you double tap it, you'll get a reading in minutes and seconds. But if you go to the view menu and you go to time unit for ruler, the submenu in there will give you various different options. And you can configure those so whatever you configure will be what gets read out when you press Control Shift J. Now, it's important to remember when navigating by bar that you navigate from the place where you pressed play. So if you press play and you listen 5 minutes through your project and you think, what I wanted actually isn't here, and you want to fast forward through by just holding your finger down on page down, what it's going to do is it's going to take you 5 minutes back to the point at which you press play and take you from there. The best way to overcome this is to press tab with the item that you're listening to selected. And what that will do is take you to the next transient. And that does respect where you are at that moment in your listening of the project. So you can press tab, that'll take you to the next transient, and then you can navigate by bar from there. That's one way to do it. Or you can pause by pressing control space. That toggles play and pause, space toggles play and stop. It's really important to remember that if you've been listening to an hour-long project and you find something that you want to edit out, if you press space bar, once again, your cursor is going to return to the point at which you pressed play, which can be very frustrating. Another way to navigate a project is actually just to speed it up. So by pressing control shift equals, you can accelerate the play rate of your whole project. And if you press shift backspace, you will toggle whether pitch is preserved in items where master play rate is increased. And what that basically says is, do you want your stuff to sound like a chipmunk when you speed it up? Or do you want it to sound like you're jabbering very, very fast? So have the tempo increased, but not the pitch. Control shift backspace will reset everything back to normal, and control shift minus will slow the play rate down. Don't forget, of course, that you can scrub. You can slowly, or at least by default it's slow, move through your project by pressing cursor left and cursor right. You can either just tap cursor left or cursor right, or you can hold your finger down on them, and it will move in increments according to your zoom resolution. So pressing equals will zoom you in, giving you a greater resolution, meaning that your cursor presses will move you less of a distance through the project, and pressing minus will zoom you out, so your cursor presses will move you a greater distance through the project. Now, the thing about this is that when you move through the project in this way, cursor left and cursor right, you hear everything very much slowed down. And this can make it difficult to hear certain things that are going on if there's a lot of bass content in your project and not many high frequencies. It's great for picking up ultrasonic content, though, if you've got some whine that you can't hear in the background of your recording and you scrub through the project, it'll become noticeable very quickly. You can navigate by track, and that's really important to make sure that you're selecting the right track to work on by cursor up and cursor down. You can navigate by item, making sure you're on the track where the items are by going control, cursor left, and cursor right. You can navigate between item boundaries by doing control shift comma will take you to the leftmost item boundary of the selected item. Control shift full stop will take you to the rightmost boundary of the selected item. And that's really useful in editing situations. Shift tab, by the way, will take you back a transient, though that can be quite difficult to navigate by. Alt page up and alt page down will take you to the previous and next nearest folders. If you've got a long track list, a project with a lot of folders, and that can be a really good way to organize content. We'll cover folders in another tutorial. That can be a good, quick, efficient way to navigate your track list. You can also navigate by markers. So you can insert markers in your project at various points by pressing M, and then you can navigate between them either by using the semicolon and hash keys or by navigating to particular numbered markers by pressing 1 to 0 on your number row. This will take you to markers 1 through 10, respectively. Now, you can move numbered markers by pressing Control and your number row. So Control 2 will take marker 2 and move it to the position where your cursor is. And moving between markers is a really good way to bookmark your project. Now, there's a jump to dialog, which is extremely versatile and allows you to enter a number of different formats to navigate the project. You can enter hours, minutes, and seconds by doing hours, colon, minutes, colon, seconds, point, milliseconds. You need to enter at least the minutes. So if your project's 5 minutes long and you only want to go to 30 seconds, you would need to put 0:30.000. You can navigate by bar and beat. So you could go to bar 20, beat 3, 50%. And the syntax for that is to write bar number, point, beat number, point, percentage number. So to go to bar 20, beat 3, 50%, it would be 20.3.50. You can also enter in marker names and numbers. It's possible to name your markers. So you could highlight a marker using semicolon and hash, and you can press Control Shift Enter, and that will enable you to adjust the marker properties so you can name a marker. So you could type M1 and it will take you to marker 1 in the jump to dialog, or you could type M4 and that'll take you to marker 4. You can also move by relative amounts. So you could go forward by 4 minutes by typing +4:00.000 or -4:00.00. And that will move you by relative amounts, and you can do that with bars and beats as well. You can also move to the beginning or end of a time selection if you've designated one. So to designate a time selection, you can press left square bracket to set the selection start, right square bracket to set the selection end. And once both boundaries of the time selection have been designated, you can go between them by pressing home and end. You can also create regions in a project. So if you're working with a song and you want to delineate verses and choruses, you would put your time selection at the beginning and end of your verse, say, and you would do Shift R. And that will create a region, an area with two, an area with a start and an end in a project. And you could do the same for your chorus, first chorus, and you could select different regions. You can navigate between regions by doing Alt and the number row. Alt 1 to 0 will take you to regions 1 to 10 of your project, respectively. You can do other things with regions and markers by accessing the Region and Marker Manager by pressing Control-Alt-Shift-R. And you can jump to particular regions from the Jump to Dialog by pressing R, followed by the region number as well. And that's pretty much it. That is the way to navigate everything in Reaper. There are obviously many ways to navigate because there are so many dimensions in which you can operate in Reaper. Ah, yes. If you are dealing with multi-take items. You can navigate between takes in an item by pressing T will take you to the next take, and Shift T will take you to the previous take in the item that you have selected, and it will activate that take. Happy navigating!